Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 2. God, Man, and Satan. Friday Related Verses. Romans 16:20. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Romans 16:1-4:20. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a deaconess of the church which is in Cenchrea, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Romans 6:19-22. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to uncleanness and lawlessness unto lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness unto sanctification. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end, eternal life. Romans 8:6. For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Suggested reading. The Greek word rendered your in Romans 16:20 is plural. This points to the body. God will crush Satan under the feet of the body. Romans 16 does not refer to the body in a universal sense, but it refers to the local and practical expression of the body. This means that Satan can only be crushed under the feet of the practical expression of the body in the local churches. It is only when we have a proper local church as the practical expression of the body that Satan is crushed under our feet. We must follow in the footsteps of the apostle. Paul brought us into the blending life of the eternal body of Christ by recommendations and greetings in order that the God of peace may crush Satan under our feet, and that we may enjoy the rich grace of Christ. In Romans 16, the apostle Paul greeted the saints one by one, mentioning at least 27 names. Moreover, he greeted the saints generally. This shows that he had a considerable amount of knowledge, understanding, and care with regard to every one of them. Such recommendations and greetings show both the mutual concern among the saints and the mutual fellowship among the churches. It is by the church's fellowship in the body that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet, and we will be able to enjoy the rich grace of Christ. The only way to overcome Satan is to stay in the high tower of our regenerated spirit. When we stay in the spirit, we are built up in the body in a practical way. But if we stay in our minds, we shall be divided. This is true not only in the church life, but also in married life. If I remain in my mind and my wife remains in her mind, it will be impossible for us to be one. I have learned to have a healthy fear of staying in my mind. Whenever I am in the Spirit, there is no problem with oneness. Both in the church life and in our family life, we must be afraid of our minds that are so easily set on the flesh, afraid of the division caused by our dissenting thoughts and opinions. When we find ourselves thinking critically of others, we need to turn immediately to the Lord in our spirit and pray. We all must learn the lesson of turning to the Spirit and staying there. In the Spirit, we experience not only Christ as life, but also the body. In the Spirit, Christ is both our life personally and the life of the body. Therefore, in the Spirit, with the divine life and with the body of Christ, Satan is overcome and even crushed under our feet. He is defeated not by individuals, but by the body. Never neglect your regenerated spirit, the high tower within you where you may hide from Satan. Whenever you are tempted to argue with your wife or husband, you should run into this tower. Arguments in married life come from the mind assisted by the flesh. Whenever a brother has negative thoughts about his wife, the flesh will try to provoke him to argue with her. This indicates that the flesh is always ready to help the mind in a negative way. We should escape into the high tower of our reborn spirit, the place where Satan cannot touch us, the place where we enjoy Christ as our life and experience the reality of the body. When we are in such a place, Satan can do nothing to us.